Welcome to the March 18th, 2024 weather report for Thailand's sugar fields. As always in our weather reports, we refer to a risk impact score. The risk is the threat to the crop, and the impact is how much crop could be damaged. This score is calculated by mapping the weather to the fields of sugar. Please visit the CropGPT website for far more detailed reporting and analysis. Across Thailand's key sugarcane producing areas, the prevailing weather conditions are ushering varied impacts on crop production, presenting a mixed bag of challenges and some relief. Starting with Suphanburi, the province is enduring a warm spell with current temperatures averaging at 31.19 degrees, slightly over its long-term mean of 29.66 degrees, and experiencing drier conditions as indicated by this week's average rainfall of 0.71 millimeters, which is beneath its historical average. This deviation from the norm underlines the enhanced risk impact due to unfavorable weather patterns that could affect sugarcane yields. Moving northward to Phetchabun, the region registers a temperature average of 29.34 degrees for the week, topping its customary average and suggesting minor thermal stress. The precipitation level recorded is alarmingly low at 0.52 millimeters against a more generous historical average, marking a significant dry spell. This underpins a heightened risk impact, owing to the susceptibility of the region to weather irregularities, which could pose serious threats to the ongoing sugarcane cultivation. Kanchanaburi, though not a heavyweight in terms of production volume, is witnessing severe weather conditions with temperatures reaching 30.84 degrees against a lower historical average. Interestingly, this region stands as an exception with a 7-day rolling average rainfall of 1.31 millimeters, slightly higher than its long-term figure, indicating a marginally wetter landscape. However, the effective risk impact remains elevated due to the harsh thermal conditions. Zooming out to encompass the broader canvas, other notable regions like Uthai Thani, Ratchaburi, and Chaiyaphum, alongside Nakhon Sawan, Chai Nat, Kamphung Phet, and Lampung, exhibit a spectrum of weather conditions, from marginal temperature increases to reduced rainfall levels. Though some of these areas maintain average temperatures, the universally low precipitation across the board signals a trend towards drier conditions, warranting a close monitoring stance despite the current absence of immediate alarm. In summary, Thailand's extensive sugarcane belt is navigating through a critical period marked by a complex interplay of elevated temperatures and inadequate rainfall. While some regions like Kanchanaburi enjoy a slightly more favorable precipitation regime, the overarching picture underscores a tilt towards challenging weather conditions, underscoring the necessity for vigilance and adaptive measures in the face of evolving climatic patterns. As always, our CropGPT site contains more details and reports about the sugar market, and this report contains just a few selected highlights.